Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kennedy, we had quite the week on the show this week. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we had the Bruins in the Stanley Cup, but we also had the announcement of the Mixed Beach House with Shawn Mendes. Also, we had Annie, who went out on a date to a game at Fenway, and her date got blackout drunk.
Like you do.
It is the weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan.
Now, the weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston. Spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Boom, 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 boom. Chicago. What's cracking, Boston?
What's up, Dan?
It's Producer Dan, a.k.a. Mr. Firm Handshake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A.k.a. Grandma's favorite.
Yep.
A.k.a. the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out, Kennedy.
Bop.
DJ, drop that rap. It's the weekly wrap, we back and straight bringing it. Most this week was the Bruins, so I'm winging it. Game 7 loss, yeah, the cup, we ain't walk it out. Kinda limits my topics and what to talk about. But that's alright, I know exactly what'll fix things. Shawn Mendes strumming on the sixth string. You ain't hear the news? Check the tape. He's our next starter's coming to the Cape. You'll escape to a place where nobody has to reach out. Ain't nothing like winning the Mixed Beach House. You get a week's stay, Shawn will be there pronto. He should bring some sunscreen, he from Toronto. Got my beach body ready, I'm fine Italian wine. Best believe I'm showing up in my Calvin Klein's. Stay a route to the sea, find your grace. Let's just hope Dave Matthews cleaned up the place. Sandy's 24 and single, she's on the dating block. She goes out and tears it up till 8 o'clock. She's been flirting with the guy, they couldn't be cuter. She went on a double date with her new suitor. Who'd have thought this would go outside the box frame? All they did was hit the bar and then a Sox game. Guess her date, he was feeling kinda nervous. Everything started out great, stop if you've heard this. And he's having a time, no need to worry. Then I guess the drinks caught up to him in a hurry. He got slurry, but they kept moving on. What's there to stop for? Even if his elevator don't go to the top floor. And he started to laugh, it was fun for her. He got lost, sat two rows in front of her. I don't know about next date percentages, but he left cause he couldn't form sentences. At least the guy's a happy drunk, that's in plain view. Took him 3 hours to get off the dang train too. I'm not clowning on the kid, it's all love. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. You just shrug and then move along with circumstance. So should Annie give him a second chance? Make your own decisions, not what your friends say. I can't say I never tore it up at Fenway. I ain't even make it to Sweet Caroline singing. When I was 24, I got ejected in the third inning. We all make mistakes to make it clear. And look how I turned out. Hey, well, I'm here. At least he owned up to it and didn't hide. Even sent an edible arrangement to apologize. Give him a shot next time, he'll be more ready. But he should have added chocolate-covered strawberries. Rookie apology move, bro. Always add the chocolate-covered strawberries to your edible arrangements. You'll learn, young grasshopper. That's the weekly wrap-up, y'all. I'm out. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
Wise words from Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We tried this last year, dad jokes, and it went really well. And we're lazy, so we thought we'd do it again this year.
I don't think it's lazy.
No, it's fine.
I think it's hilarious.
Kennedy, did you know I have a fear of speed pumps?
No.
I'm slowly getting over it, though.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
How?
You follow the Fresh Prince.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl in the bathroom?
Why?
Because the pee's silent.
Pterodactyl!
You know what the mathematician said to the person who invented the number zero?
No.
What?
Thanks for nothing.
Ayo!
Kennedy, did you know I used to be addicted to the Hokey Pokey?
No.
But I turned myself around.
No. Hey, guys. What do you call it when Batman skips church?
What?
I don't know.
Christian Bale!
Oh! That's on so many levels. Have you guys heard the rumor about butter?
No.
No.
Well, I'm not going to spread it.
I don't know why anyone would call vegans annoying. I, for one, have never had beef with any of them.
Kennedy, what do you call twins with no arms and no legs holding up the drapes?
I don't know.
Kurt and Rod.
You lost me. That one was too long.
That really took a turn. You tell that to your kid? Hey, guys, how many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
How many?
Tentacles!
What do you call an elephant that doesn't really matter?
I don't know.
An irrelephant.
Oh. What did the ocean say to the shore?
I don't know.
Nothing, it just waved.
Aww.
Kennedy, are you cold?
I am.
You should sit in the corner.
Why?
It's 90 degrees.
Hey, guys.
Yes?
What do you get from a pampered cow?
I don't know.
Spoiled milk.
How does a penguin build a house?
How?
Household.
It glues it together.
I got a rejection in the mail from the origami school today.
Oh, no.
And I'm not sure what to make of it.
Kennedy, why do chicken coops only have two doors?
I don't know.
Because if they had four, it would be a chicken sedan.
Thank you. Hey, you guys. I'm reading this book about anti-gravity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to put down.
Do you know why you never see elephants hiding in trees?
No.
Why?
Because they're so good at it.
Obs.
Did you know the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France?
No.
Really?
They were cooked in Greece.
Ayo.
Kennedy, what is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know.
One is really heavy, and the other is a little lighter.
Why are spiders so smart, you guys?
Why?
I don't know.
Because they can find everything on the web.
What concert only costs 45 cents?
Oh, what? Which one?
50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
You win! You win!
That's the best joke ever!
Oh, it worked out. Dad jokes for the win again.
I'm telling you, there's nothing better.
Featuring Nickelback.
617-931-1234 if you want to text in your dad joke this morning. Please don't forget, Sunday is Father's Day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Intern Alexis is joining us now in the studio. She is here for the summer. She goes to Curry College. She is going to be a senior this year. She's 21 years old, born and raised in Southie. And she got something in the mail the other day that had us all scratching our heads. It is the weirdest thing I think I've ever heard, Kennedy. 16 years you and I have been sitting across from each other in a studio with interns coming and going.
I've heard of this thing, but I've never heard of anyone who actually got it.
It was just a joke that it actually showed up on her doorstep.
Yeah, right.
Tell everybody. So when did this happen exactly?
This was last weekend. I go home and I have a little mail basket. I look to my mail basket and I see a little package. My mom is the queen of online shopping, so I figure it's something of hers. I didn't order anything.
Mm-hmm.
It has my name on it. So I'm like, ooh, cool, like a package for me. Like I must have either forgotten I ordered it or somebody surprised me.
Maybe you had a few drinks and ordered something and forgot?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. So I'm bringing it up the stairs. I couldn't wait to open it. So I open it and I stop mid-stair. And turns out it was poop.
What?
What?
There's like feces in an envelope.
Like, what feces? Do you know?
So was it, can you tell everybody what kind of feces it was?
Well,
let me stop using that word. Poop is fine.
My best guess is that it was cow poop because there was still grass in it.
Oh my God.
But it could have been like goat or any other.
Did it come with a return address that was like one of these places online where you can purchase this? Yeah. Or did somebody literally go to a field, find it, put it in a box and send it to you?
I think it was the second option.
No way.
So
you got a cow chip in the mail.
It was an envelope.
It was like one of those. It wasn't a package like box. Yeah. It was one of those like
yeah, the baggies.
The big, the baggies, yeah. And then there was another envelope inside it.
There's a Ziploc baggie.
Oh, a Ziploc.
Oh.
Like,
what did the return address say?
It was like Pennsylvania, but I don't know.
Oh.
Do you know anyone in Pennsylvania?
No.
Did you dust a bag for Prince?
I did not.
And there was no note saying to, from, and a fun little message?
Nothing.
Just right. Your name on the front of the package.
Yes.
No return address.
And the scary thing is that it could be absolutely any one of my friends.
And nobody's confessed?
No.
Have you wronged anyone in the past?
No.
Salt, no. Did you send it?
Wait. Let's go back.
Okay, hold on. Salt, did you send it to her?
No, why would I send it? I don't know.
Did you wrong anyone?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I feel like Salt did it now.
Why?
No, he wouldn't.
That's too much effort.
Yeah, he doesn't know your address. He's got enough going on.
All right, again, if you miss this, intern Alexis, she got a cow chip in the mail.
Now, there are companies that do this.
Yeah.
They will send it out to you as a gag.
That's why I was asking.
And it is illegal to get this in the mail.
Is it illegal to get it or to send it?
No, well, yeah. To send it. It's so, illegal to send it.
Because Alexis got it.
And these companies, they say, they make you sign all this paperwork saying, you know this is illegal, right, that what you're doing, so just know that that's, you know,
all right, intern Alexis, bad. Did you ask your parents?
Yeah, my stepdad was there when I opened it. And he was like, this is a federal offense, and wanted it out of the house. So he
well,
threw it
obviously.
Away.
He threw it away?
Yeah.
Destroyed the evidence?
Yes, and then took the trash out itself, like wanted it out of the house.
Yeah.
So were you like legitimately shook? Were you like sad, happy, like scared? What were your emotions at this point?
I still don't know how to feel about it. Like,
it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, right.
And if you find out it's a friend, then I guess it's kind of funny. But
yeah.
The fact that nobody has confessed to it.
Well, somebody's just waiting, lying in wait for you to say, you know, to be around you one day and just
be like, hey, did you get anything in the mail?
Be like, hey, I heard you like cows, or
you smell like garbage.
Maybe it was your fake boyfriend.
So, Nova Scotia.
Do you have any? So there's no enemies that you can think of that are out there.
No,
I think it's someone from your boyfriend's past.
Now, how recently have you started?
Get out of here.
How recently have you started dating your boyfriend?
We've been talking for like 4 months now, but it's only been official for like a month.
Okay.
Oh.
And before you guys got together, how far apart was it from his last relationship?
About a year.
Oh, well, then I don't think it is.
I don't know, Kennedy.
A year? Build a bridge and get over it.
You'd be surprised.
Girls in Southie, they don't let go easily, do they?
No.
Girls in general.
So you didn't keep it?
No.
All right.
It's just so rattled.
I told you, this is the weirdest story I've ever heard from an intern. She got a cow chip in the mail. Somebody sent her cow feces.
Really, our top stories of interns have all been you, Alexis, if I'm being super
yeah,
honest.
You're like in the top three already.
You made up a boyfriend in high school.
Yeah.
You got cow feces
like,
in the mail.
Yes.
That's amazing.
All right.
What do you have next week?
Can't wait.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Father's Day on Sunday, 617-931-1234. If you're in grade school and you would call us right now and maybe explain to us why your dad is so awesome or share a funny story about your dad, again, only if you're in grade school do we want to hear from you right now, 617-931-1234. I'm doing a very nice thing for my father this weekend.
You're not in grade school.
I know. I'm sharing mine while I wait for them to call in. I'm allowing my father to stay in my house for the weekend. He's coming into town.
You let everyone stay in your house.
I know, but he normally doesn't stay at my house. He normally gets a hotel, but he started looking at hotel prices. He's like, wow, Boston's getting kind of crazy with the hotel
price.
Yeah, what?
Where you been, son?
It's a little pricey.
So the 300 to 350 range has changed him. He's like, nope, not spending the extra 50.
Man's got money coming out of his ears, but nope, not going to do it.
I know. He can get in his RV camper.
You're not making him sleep in the Airstream outside parked on the street.
I should have driven the Airstream from Florida is what he should have
done.
That
would have been awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So him and his girlfriend are coming into town, so they're going to be here this weekend.
It's always weird when your dad has a girlfriend that's like in her 60s.
Right.
That's funny. Like, somebody in their 60s being a girlfriend, at that point, I think you're a lover.
And that's why I thought it was weird. He didn't, like, if he comes alone,
yeah,
he stays with us.
Yeah.
But when he said, you know, his girlfriend was coming, I was like, so are you staying with us? He's like, no, I'm getting a hotel. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I gave him a list of three or four that were near, you know, the us. And then 2 hours later, he called me. He's like, yeah, those are expensive. I'm staying with you.
Smart move.
She's like, staying in the hotel.
I'm like, you know, you can split it between the two of you. She has a really good job. Like,
but I guess Salt, it's your first Father's Day.
It is.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm actually going to see my father-in-law for Father's Day. I'm not, CP's not at the arts and crafts phase yet, which I'll be very excited for.
So you're looking forward to the macaroni necklaces and stuff as we come?
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. Fantastic. Like, that to me will be cool. But she right now she's just kind of, she's making masterpieces with her food. That's about it.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure mommy and CP will get together. I think you're going to find something homemade on Sunday morning.
Yeah, probably, because she did something for like Valentine's Day with her handprint. But her problem is her hands and feet are too big normal paper. She's got gunboats. Sarah said to me the other day, she goes, oh my God, I wish we would have done a footprint ornament. And I'm like, remember we tried, but the stuff was too thin because her foot was too big.
It all smudges together.
Yeah, it just wasn't right. She goes, yeah, that's right.
I have here, who is this? Oh, this is Layla Kennedy, who is apparently in grade school from Drake. Go ahead. You got a funny story about Dad? What do you want to share with us?
My dad is special because he buys me gifts for my birthday and for Christmas.
Oh.
He bought me this set where we got to make jewelry.
Oh.
And he bought me another set where I could make certain bracelets and necklaces. So a lot of things that about jewelry. And then for my birthday this year, I got a piano from them.
Wow.
All right. You know, I find that when we talk to young people, the reason that they love their parents so much is when they get things.
They get me things. But no, that's the thing. I'm looking forward to making things with CP when she gets older. I'm not going to do jewelry because we don't want to do jewelry.
I love my dad.
I don't want to start that habit early.
What do you mean?
I don't want her wanting jewelry early.
Macaroni necklace? You're not going to get down with the macaroni necklace? What's the point, sir?
Maybe we'll do a nice brooch.
Why be a father then?
Katie, I have another grade school student here. This is Katie from Milton. What do you got for us, Katie?
I think he's special because he just does amazing stuff for me. And when I was littler, he would always play Barbies with me. And even though he really didn't want to, he'll go out of his way to do stuff for me.
Oh, well, that's really nice. Thanks for calling in, Katie.
When I worked at the daycare, I made my dad one of those ones. So I did my 16-year-old handprints and my footprints. It's here you go, Dad. He still has it in his wardrobe.
Oh, stop.
What are you and Tom Dow doing for Father's Day?
I'm going to go play basketball with him.
Sounds perfect.
I'm going to get the beat down and, I'll just allow it to happen.
That's what he wants. Take the charge.
That sounds perfect, Annie.
Dad, if I'm going down, I'm taking you with me. Let's go.
And what?
It's a travel, Dad. It's a travel.
You moved your pivot foot. You're not a good father.
He's going to be shooting lefty on me. I'm just going to have to walk home.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.